way back from behind back, before there was a when or a where, before there was a then or a there, God stepped out of nowhere onto the platform of somewhere. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. For by the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. He spake, and it was. He commanded, and it stood fast. I want to tell you this morning that God is real. Amen. I said, God is real. Amen. And he has not left himself without witness, in that he did good and gave us rain from heaven and fruitful seeds and filling our hearts with food and gladness. Therefore, everything that has breath ought to praise the Lord. If you breathe in this morning, you ought to give God some praise. Amen. I want to thank Brother Rutledge for an outstanding job in leading the hymn this morning. Amen. He does a wonderful job, and we certainly appreciate that. And I want to thank Brother Foster for an excellent reading of the scripture. Amen. Brother Wynn for a beautiful, beautiful prayer. Amen. Amen. And Brother Trey also, I'm sorry, Brother Bailey. Excuse me, Brother Bailey. I had a senior moment there. Yes, praise God for the reading of the scripture. Amen. And Brother Trey Foster for the invocation this morning. I want to say to all of our guests today, especially this beautiful young lady here who's just doing a wonderful job, and we just happy to see her, and I think your mother's here today, is that right? Grandmother, so happy to have you today, visiting with us today. Amen, amen. If you have your personal copy of the world's bestseller, I want to call your attention to two scriptural sites. The first site is 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 through 11, and the second site is 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse number 3. Two sites, 1 Corinthians 6, 9 through 11, 2 Corinthians 11, and verse number 3. 6, 9 through 11. 2 Corinthians 11, verse number 3. You have that? Say amen. Amen. And it reads, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. 2 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse number 3. If you have that, say amen. But I fear, lest by any means, as the serpent beguile Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. Now, using these texts today, I want to speak from the subject, don't let the devil hoodwink you. Don't let the devil hood wink you. Let me say it again. Don't let the devil hoodwink you. Now, when we look at the text selected, the Bible is being proactive in trying to help us to not allow ourselves to become deceived. Amen. 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 Because this world is a deceptive place. Because many false teachers and speakers and prophets have gone out into the world. Deception is real. Deception is dangerous. Many voices are crying out into the great marketplace of life, and they are saying, follow me, but they are deceptive voices. And so the Bible, in a very proactive way, is telling us, don't allow the devil to hoodwink or mislead you. Amen? And it does so by letting us know, we have to understand, who is going to inherit the kingdom of God and who is not. So it's very clear who's going to inherit the kingdom, and it's very clear on who is not going to inherit the kingdom. So we have to be very careful that we don't allow Satan to hoodwink us. All right. Now, in order to set the stage for this message, there are some words you need to understand. And the first word is hoodwink. And hoodwink means to deceive or cheat by trickery. Mm-hmm. You ever been hoodwinked? Right. You ever been tricked in your life? Right. Then there's another word called bamboozle. Bamboozle means to deceive or dupe by misleading statements or falsehoods. And then there's another word called beguile. And beguile means to mislead or to deceive. And it means, in a more intensive form, it means to deceive or mislead completely. It means to be shown up fool. And then there's the word flimflam. Right. And the word flimflam means to cheat or to swindle somebody. And then there's the word pigeon. And I ain't talking about a bird either. I'm talking about a person that is gullible and easily deceived. Now the devil wants to hoodwink us. He wants to bamboozle us. He wants to beguile us. He wants to flim-flam us. He wants us to be his pigeons. Is that all right? Because he wants to rob us of our eternal destiny and our eternal inheritance. Now, behind all deception in the world is the devil. The devil can make something that looks wrong, that is wrong rather, and make it look right. Is that all right? And we need Jesus to tell us the truth about the devil. And Jesus tells us in John chapter 8 that the devil was a liar from the beginning. He's a liar and the daddy of lying. He's the father of lying. But not only is he a liar, the devil is a murderer. Is that all right? Amen. John chapter 10, verse 10 say that the devil has a threefold agenda, and that is to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He's a stalker. He's going up and down and to and fro in the world, stalking you and stalking me. He's like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. But not only that, he can masquerade. He can transform himself into an angel of light. and his ministers can be transformed into the ministers of righteousness. What are you saying, Brother Mark? I'm saying the devil's preachers look like the right preachers. And their job is to hoodwink you. Their job is to bamboozle you. Their job is to beguile you. Their job is to flim-flam you. Their job is to lead you astray and deny you your eternal inheritance and your eternal destiny. But you can't afford to let that happen to you. You can't let the devil rob you and cheat you and beat you out of your destiny. So it's three things I want you to see in this message today. Number one, do not underestimate the slickness and the intelligence of the devil. That's the first one. Do not underestimate the slickness and the intelligence of the devil. The second point is, don't be deceived. The unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God. And point number three is, washed, sanctified, and justified. Amen? Three ideas. Don't underestimate the slickness and the intelligence of the devil. Second point, don't be deceived. The unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God. And the final point is, washed, sanctified, and justified. Now, the word underestimate is a very interesting word. And this word means to misjudge the value or the worth of somebody or some things. Have you ever underestimated something and how serious it is? And it was a lot more serious than you thought it was, and you sort of underestimated it. A lot of people living in this world today are underestimating how slick and how intelligent and how dangerous the devil is. And he is stalking every one of us every day. He's trying to kill you. And the only reason he hadn't killed you yet is God won't let him. He's trying to steal from you. Is that all right? He came to ruin your life. And he has a lot of strategies and tricks up his sleeve to do just that. Now, when the Bible talks about in Genesis chapter 3 that the devil, the serpent, was most subtle, that is, he was shrewd. Of all the creatures that God created, the serpent was the most subtle of the shrewdest of all the creatures that God created. And his slickness, his intelligence is on full display in the Garden of Eden. The Bible says that he beguiled Eve. He bamboozled her by false and misleading statements. He flim-flammed her. In fact, unflattery, but he made her his pigeon. Is that all right? And his cunningness, and Paul said in 2 Corinthians 11, I'm afraid he is going to do the same thing to Christ's wife. Well, you see, Eve was Adam's wife. Yeah. And the devil fooled her. Yeah. The church is Christ's wife. Yeah. And the devil is trying to fool her. Is that all right? And the reason he's trying to fool her is because he does not want her to realize her own destiny. And so two critical mistakes a lot of people make in life. Number one, they underestimate how dangerous and slick the devil is. You know, Jesus tells us that the devil deceived the whole world. He's pretty good at what he does. Is that all right? And so they underestimate that. And if you had, in fact, he here today. Now, I hope you didn't bring him with you, but he's here today. Whenever the people of God come together to praise God and to edify themselves, the devil comes among them and comes, sometime come with them. He affects how you hear the word. He affects how you retain the word. Is that all right? Because he knows there's power in the word. So the first critical mistake a lot of people make is that they underestimate the devil for what he really is. They don't even recognize Satan. Sometimes Satan can rise up in your own thoughts. Sometimes Satan can rise up in your best friend. Sometimes Satan can rise up in your husband or your wife. I wish I had some help here. Is that all right? And a lot of people don't even recognize when he's talking to him. He was talking through Job. Why won't you curse God? Job, that's the devil. He told Jesus, don't do what God said. That's the devil. And he's trying to get me to do stuff I ain't got. That's the devil. Because he's trying to mess me up. He's trying to mess you up. Here's the second critical mistake a lot of people make, and that is they underestimate the value, the supreme value of salvation. Salvation. Do you really understand how valuable this salvation is? The Bible calls it a great salvation. And you got it. But you could lose it. That's why the Bible says, give the Lord earnest heed to the thing that you heard, lest at any time. See, the devil wants you to let it slip. Let it slide, Clyde. Is that all right? That's what he wants you to do. That's what he wants you to do. And that's why the Bible talks about trying to help us to semantically understand the importance of it. It talks about laying up treasures for yourself in heaven. Where you can't lose. You can have money in these financial institutions and it can get away. Ask Bernie Madoff. Bernie Madoff with all the dough. Is that all right? He's the greatest corporate swindler in the history of U.S. securities. But he was a man that hoodwinked some folks. He was a man that bamboozled some folks. He was a man that beguiled some folks. He was a man that flim-flammed some folks. He was a man that made pigeons out of people and robbed them of their fortunes. But it's something bigger than that. Now that's bad, but this is badder, if I can use that term. This is worse. So the Bible talks about lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven. Is that all right? It talks about a crown of life. That's yours. That's yours. If you accepted Christ as your Savior through the obedience of faith, all of that is yours. And then it talks about an inheritance. An inheritance. Amen. An inheritance is a possession that you receive by lot or share. An inheritance is not something that you earn. It's something that's given to you. So the Bible, to help us to grasp the importance of salvation, it talks about salvation is your inheritance. Matthew 25:34, read by Brother Bailey. Jesus will say to those on his right hand who were described as sheep, he said, come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Mark chapter 10:17, a rich young ruler came running to Jesus one day and said, good master, running, kneeling, saying, good master, what must I do to inherit eternal life. Is that all right? Acts chapter 20 verse 32 says, now I commend you to God and the word of his grace, which is able to give you an inheritance among them that are sanctified. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 4 talks about the reality that we are begotten to a living and alive hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead to an inheritance that is incorruptible, undefiled, fadeth not away, reserved for you in heaven. Isn't that good news? You got in heaven an inheritance that is, first of all, incorruptible. It's undefiled. It'll never fade away. It's reserved for you in heaven. Colossians 3:24 says, knowing that you shall receive the reward of inheritance because you serve the Lord Christ. And then Hebrews chapter 9, verse 15, Brother Hillary, as well as Hebrews chapter 11, verse 18, it talks about inheritance. Do you want that?
Amen.
You want your inheritance? You don't want to be cut out the will, do you? You don't want to be disinherited, do you? You don't want to be disowned, is that correct?
Amen.
What does Hebrews 9:15 say, my brother?
And for this cause, he is the mediator of the New Testament.
He is the mediator of the New Testament.
That by means of death.
For the redemption of the transgressions.
That were under the first testament.
Watch this.
They which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance.
They might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. Jesus died so people like Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob could receive the promise of eternal inheritance. That's yours. Is that right? What does 11:18 say?
Of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called.
In Isaac shall thy seed be called. Read.
Accounting that God was able to raise him up.
Even from the dead.
From whence also he received him in a figure.
Uh-huh.
By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come.
Watch this.
By faith, Jacob, when he was a dying,
uh-huh,
blessed both the sons of Joseph,
yeah,
in worship, leaning upon the top of his staff.
That's 11:18?
Yeah, well, 11:21 now.
11:21? You read through 21?
Yeah.
That's good, but that ain't what I want. But that's all right. That's my fault. But the point is, the devil wants to take away your inheritance. Now here's the second point. The second point is, don't be deceived. There's a lot of folk lying in this world.
Amen.
Preachers lying.
Yes, sir.
Politicians lying.
Yes, sir.
Teachers lying.
Yes, sir.
Baby boy lying. Sister girl lying.
Yeah.
Lot of folks lying.
Yes, sir.
And they want to mislead you. Is that right?
Yeah.
Everybody got a scam. Everybody want to get over. I remember on the internet, you got to be careful about the internet.
Yeah.
A lot of scams are coming out of Africa. So there was a lady named Miss Karumba. She told me, Pastor Moss, I'm dying of cancer, but I want to give your church 18 million. I said, praise the Lord. And she sent me a little certificate of deposit over the internet. I just dropped them in the old Jesus. I went to the bank. Yeah, I did. I sure did. Hey, it might have been real. But at least I had enough sense to go to the bank and I talked to my banker. I said, look, I got this certificate of deposit for $18 million out of Africa. I said, will you call and check it out? So she made an international call. It was a bank in Africa. And when she called, it was a guy on a cell phone saying, hello, hello? And they told me, well, Pastor, this is what we need to do. We need you to give us your banking routing numbers and your account, and we're going to direct deposit the money into your account. I said, no, let's do it this way. Take out your share and send me a cashier's check for the rest. And Brother Hillary, I ain't heard from him since. Because people are trying to run a scam, and the devil is behind all deceit and deception. That's why the Bible said in Romans chapter 11:33, all the depths of the riches, both of the wisdom and the knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. For who have known the mind of the Lord, or who have been his counselor? Who have first given unto him, and it shall be recompensed unto him again? For of him, and to him, and through him are all things. God is the God of truth. And he wants you to know the truth so you can have an inheritance. 1 Timothy 2:4, he says he would have all men to be saved and to come into knowledge of the truth. Because God knows the truth will set you free. God knows the truth will save your soul. And a lot of people are perishing today, tell them the 2 Thessalonians 2:9, because they won't receive the love of the truth. Is that right? Let's see what it says. 2 Thessalonians 2:9-10 says what? Read it, Brother Hillary.
Even him.
Even him.
Whose coming is after the work of
Satan. Whose coming is after the work of Satan.
With all power and signs and lying wonders.
Lying wonders. It seemed like it's real, but it appears to be a wonder, but it's sleight of hand. It's deception. Is that right? Read, my brother.
And with all deceivableness.
And with all deceivableness.
Of unrighteousness.
Of unrighteousness.
And them that perish.
And there are people who are perishing today. Don't you be in that number. Amen. Don't let the devil cause you to perish. Amen. Read.
Because they receive not the love of the truth.
Here's why people perish.
Because they receive.
Because.
They receive not.
They receive not.
The love of the truth.
The love of the truth.
That they might be saved.
That they might be saved. And if you don't receive the truth, you're not going to be saved. Read, my brother.
And for this cause.
And for this cause.
God shall send them.
God shall send them. There are a lot of people think they're on the way to heaven, but they're not. Because they have been hoodwinked. They have been bamboozled. They have been beguiled. They have been flim-flammed. Is that all right? Read, my brother.
That they should. God should
believe a lie.
Send them strong delusion. That they should believe
that
a lie.
That they should believe a lie. Let me ask you something. Have you ever believed a lie in your life? But when you heard it, you thought it was the truth. And when you found out it was a lie, how did that make you feel? How did it make you feel? Especially somebody lie to you about some money. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. Oh, somebody lie to you about some money. That's bad, ain't it? Especially if the money coming your way. At least supposed to have been coming. Not supposed to, supposed to have been. Is that all right? They believe a lie. Come on.
That they all might be damned.
That they all might be damned.
Who believed not the truth.
Didn't Eve believe a lie? happened to her? What's going to happen to you if you believe a lie? But let me tell you, so I got some good news for you. If you know the truth, you can't be hoodwinked. If you know the truth, you can't be bamboozled. If you know the truth, you can't be flim-flammed. If you know the truth, you can't be beguiled. If you know the truth, you'll be nobody's pigeon. But also there's something that goes with that. But not only must you know the truth, you must be willing to follow it wherever it leads. Amen. Because you can know the truth, and some people look truth in the eye and go the other way. Amen. That's why the wisest man of antiquity said, by the truth, and the wisest man of all said, I am the way, I am the truth. Right. And he said, you shall know the truth, and the truth. A lie can't make you free. Now, I want to have this read. We're coming to a conclusion. But I want to make this, I want to have this read. You know, people get all emotional. You got the NIV. Now I want everybody to join me with these texts. And I'm going to let the truth be read from the Word of God. Sanctify them through thy truths, thy word. The first scripture is Ephesians 5:5. Ephesians 5:5. We're going to look at the truth from God's word. Ephesians 5:5. And then we're going to look at 1 Corinthians 6:9-10. And then we're going to look at Galatians 5:19-21. Now, I hope you will look at these scriptures, because if you don't, you're in line to be hoodwinked. You're in line to be bamboozled. You are in line to be flim-flam. You are in line to be beguiled. In fact, you are in line to be disinherited. You're gonna lose your inheritance. Don't lose your... You ever lost any money? Man, I lost $100. I was sick for 2 weeks. Because it was my last 100. One of them big head 100s, Brother Milton. And somebody found that big head 100. Is that all right? Now watch these texts. Ephesians 5:5. We'll have it read. What does it say, my brother?
For of this you can be sure. No immoral.
No immoral.
Impure.
Impure.
Or greedy person.
Or greedy person.
Such a man is an idolater.
And such a man as an idolater.
Has any inheritance.
Has any inheritance.
In the kingdom of Christ.
In the kingdom of Christ.
And of God.
So greedy folk won't be in heaven. Stingy folks not gonna make it. Hello, Jesus. Immoral people. If you can't be with the one you love the one you with, that'll get you disinherited. If loving you is wrong, if loving you is wrong, I don't want to. I know it's wrong, but I like it. That will get you disinherited.
Amen.
Mm? That'll cause you to lose your soul. Let's go now to 1 Corinthians 6:9-10. And you know, this is big. We're going to have it read from the Word of God. The Word of God is true.
Amen.
1 Corinthians 6:9-10. Brother, here, what does it say?
Do you not know that the wicked will not
inherit
the kingdom of God?
Do you not know that if you're living wrong, if you're doing your thing, you're going to lose your inheritance? If you sleeping around and creeping, slipping and sliding, that'll cause you to lose your inheritance. And that's the truth.
Amen.
Doesn't matter who it is.
Right.
Read it, my brother.
Do not be deceived.
Do not be deceived.
Neither the sexually
immoral. Do not be deceived. What?
Neither was sexually immoral.
Nor the sexually immoral.
Nor idolaters.
Nor idolaters. An idolater could be somebody who worships money. Because if you love money and you worship money, that's your God. And you know people do all kind of things for money.
Amen.
For the love of money, a woman will sell her precious body. For the love of money, people will do all kinds of evil. They will lie on you. They will kill you.
Amen.
They will ruin your reputation for money. Sell their soul to the highest bidder. He'll flim-flam you. He'll swindle you. Jesus died to give it to you, and the devil gonna steal it from you. Read.
Nor adulterers.
Nor adulterers.
Nor male prostitutes.
Nor male prostitutes.
Nor homosexuals.
Nor homosexuals.
Offenders.
Wait a minute. Male, and that's why I had him to read from the NIV, because I wanted to break it down. I know there's a debate raising about gay rights, and we don't hate gay people at all.
No,
we love them. We love them enough to tell them the truth.
Amen.
Jesus loved you. He died for you. You can be saved. You can turn your life around. You can. In fact, we're going to see this in this lesson. Read, my brother.
Nor thieves.
Nor if you steal it, thieves.
Nor the greedy.
And thieves can come in all flavors and colors.
Amen.
Hello. Some folks steal every Sunday in the Church of the God.
Watch out, preacher.
Preach, Moss. Boy, it's quiet in here, Jesus.
Yes,
why it's so quiet in here?
Teach, preacher.
What does it say?
No drunkards.
No drunkards. If you love to get high.
Watch out. Make it quiet.
Man, there's some good reefer. You love to hit the crack pot. Or you love to sniff it up your nose. Cocaine. Or you love to shoot it in your arm. Or you love to put it in the bottle. And then for the show enough sophisticated, you get how prescription drugs.
Amen.
Preach, Moss.
Bring it on, preacher.
Drunkards.
Nor slanderers.
You love Lord tabs. Man, I hurt my back. And the doctor gave me the Lord tab, the strongest kind, and everything was all right. I mean, everything, all my problems were gone. And my year, when they ran out, I went back to the doctor. I said, can I have some more? She said, no. Because she saw where that was going.
Yes.
Amen. What else, my brother?
Nor slanderers.
Nor slanderers. If you're slandering people, ruining people's name and reputation, because you can. Come on.
Nor swindlers.
Nor swindlers. That's a flim-flammer.
Yeah.
Will inherit the kingdom
will
of God.
Will inherit
the kingdom of God.
Don't be deceived. If you're living wrong, Lord have mercy. You're going to be disinherited. Let's do this quick. Our time running out. Galatians 5, 19 through 21. What does it say?
The acts of the sinful nature are obvious.
The acts of the sinful nature are obvious.
Sexual immorality.
Sexual immorality.
Impurity.
Impurity.
Debauchery.
Debauchery.
Idolatry.
Idolatry.
And witchcraft.
Witchcraft is just another term for drug addiction. Because the term witchcraft comes from the Greek word pharmakia, from which we get the English word pharmacy. Amen?
Amen.
And some people so strung out on dope, they can't even serve God. In fact, dope has become their God. Read.
Hatred.
Hatred.
Discord.
Hatred. Haters. Haters, folks drinking Hayday. Won't make it. Can't hate nobody and make it in. You can't even hate your enemy and make it in. Read.
Discord.
Discord.
Jealousy.
Jealousy.
Fits of rage.
Fits of rage. Well, I just can't control myself. You'll be up there cutting up. Get to heaven, you turn to heaven out. But now you won't, because you ain't getting in. Is that all right? Read.
Selfish ambition.
Selfish ambition.
Dissension.
Dissension.
Factions and envy.
Factions and envy.
Drunkenness.
Drunkenness. There it is again. Come on.
Orgies.
Orgies.
And the like.
Wait a minute. Did you say orgies? Yes, you did. You just read it. Oh, the Bible said it. Orgies. That's some tough preaching this morning, ain't it? But we're trying to save people's souls. And we can't be lying to folks about salvation and what it takes to be saved. I got to stand before God one day. I don't want people's blood on me. I'm a preacher of the gospel. That's serious business. And I tremble thinking about the fact that I got to stand before God and I got to tell it like it is. And I can't be a partner with the devil and help him through my ministry hoodwink people and bamboozle people and beguile people and flim-flam people. I can't help him to do that. I gotta, because the truth is what set people free. Amen. And these texts say, don't be deceived. People who do these things will not inherit the kingdom. Here's the final point. Such were some of you. Oh, ain't there some good news? The people at Corinth. Some were homosexuals, some were drunkards, some were adulterers, idolaters. But guess what happened? Jesus came in.
Yes, sir.
Something amazing happened. When the devil tells you about your past, you tell him about your future.
Amen.
Is that all right? Because Jesus came in. He came down through from bright glory. Stepped across 42 generations, wrapped himself in human flesh, tabernacled for 33 years, went up a hill called Calvary. They hung him high and they stretched him wide, and he died on the old rugged cross in order that you and I could have an inheritance. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for delivering me from myself. Is that all right? I was messed up. And then Jesus came in. And that's why, listen, that's why if you want to go to heaven, you got to hunger and thirst after righteousness.
Amen.
Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. If you want to go to heaven, you got to make sure your heart is pure.
Yes.
Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Is that all right? You got to make sure about that. And then he says, but you are washed. And that simply means you've been baptized into Christ for the remission of your sin. That's why your name is written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. You've been baptized into Christ for the remission of your... Oh, happy day. When Jesus washed my sins away.
Right.
Is that all right? And that's why Ananias told Saul, who was down there fasting and praying, he said, why tarriest thou? Arise.
Yes,
be baptized. Wash away your sins. That's Brother F.A.G. to say, wash.
Yeah.
Wash your sins away. And if your sins have been washed away, is nothing can stop you from going to heaven. Is that all right? And then he said, you've been justified. Justified means, listen, it means that God has made you right with himself. It means you have a new standing and status with God. It means that God is dealing with you as if you never sinned. How many sins have you committed in your life? me see, it's 1,672 sins over a 50-year period. Nobody counts their sins. But we all know there's been a lot of them. Is that right? But God treats me as if I never sinned. And so one day I'm going to stand before him. Lord, have mercy. And here's what Jude said. Here's what Jude said about it. He said, now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless, that means blameless, before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be majesty, dominion, and power. One day I'm going to stand before him faultless, because the blood of Jesus cleanses me from all sin. If I died right now, I know I could walk in the glory. You should know that too. And you should know it because you're under the blood. And then he said, listen, I'm closing. Then he said, you're sanctified. Such were some of you. You're justified. You're washed. Your sins are washed away. You're justified. You've been made right with God. You got a new standard of God. Justification is what God does for you. Sanctification is what God does in you. Oh, I think I said something right there. Justification is what he does for me or on me. But sanctification is what he does in me. And I rise up to walk in newness of life. Amen. And then there's, and then look at the word walk, which denotes movement.
That's it.
I'm moving. I'm moving from darkness to light. I'm moving from death to life. I'm moving from condemnation to justification. I'm moving from selfishness to service. Because God is working inside of me. Can you say amen to that? God is working on me. Where he helps me to strive to want to do right. And not only does he help me to strive to want to do right, and even when I do wrong, he's willing to forgive me. And you know why he's willing to forgive me? Because God wants me to have my eternal inheritance. God doesn't want the devil to hoodwink me. God doesn't want the devil to bamboozle me. God doesn't want the devil to beguile me. God doesn't want the devil to flim-flam me. God doesn't want me to be the devil's pigeon. And I'm determined, and I hope you'll join me, but I'm not going to be his pigeon.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So I'm going to my seat, but I just want to thank God for Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Can you say amen to that? I want to thank God because he tells me the truth, and the truth shall set me free. Is that all right?
All right.
And I know, Sister Pat, it was the blood. Yes, I know it was the blood. One day when I was lost, Jesus died. Yes, he did. Upon the cross. Is that all right? And I know it was the blood. Well, Jesus tells me, he tells me, don't let the devil take away your crown. Is that all right? He said, don't let the devil disinherit you. Is that all right? Don't let the devil steal your joy. Don't let the devil steal your peace. Is that all right? But instead, let me come on in and make you a new creature in Jesus Christ. Is that all right? And when I've been free, I can say, because I'm free from guilt. Is that all right? I'm free from worry. Is that all right? I'm free from anxiety. Is that all right? I'm free from misery. Is that all right? I'm free from anxiety. And I can say, because of Christ, I'm free at last. I'm free at last. Yes, is that all right? Yeah. And because I'm free, soon and very soon, I'm going to see the king. Can you say amen to that? Soon and very soon, I'm going to see the king. No more dying there. We're going to see the king. Is that all right? He said, hallelujah. Can you say that? Hallelujah. I'm going to see the king. Is that all right? No more crying there. Had to cry out here sometime, don't you? But I'm going to see the king.
Yes, sir.
And when I say hallelujah, hallelujah,
yes, sir.
I'm going to see the king because I got a reservation, Sister Smith.
Amen.
In heaven. I got an inheritance in heaven.
Yes, sir.
It's waiting on me.
Hey.
It's undefiled. It's incorruptible.
Yeah.
Doesn't fade away.
Right.
And reserved for me. Where? In heaven. So here's the truth. As I conclude, here's the truth. If you want to go to heaven, you got to do five things. You got to hear the gospel. Romans 10, 17. You got to believe it. John 3, 16. You got to repent of your sin. Acts 17, 30. You must confess Christ. Romans 10, 9 and 10. And you must be immersed or baptized in water for the remission of your sins. Live faithful.
That's it, sir.
Be faithful unto death. And the devil can't hoodwink you.
No, sir.
He can't bamboozle you. He can't flim-flam you. He can't beguile you. Because heaven will be your home.
Amen.
If you are a Christian, live right.
Live
obediently.
Yes,
don't be trying to see how much you can get away with.
Look out now.
Don't be trying to get right up to the line and see how close you can go. Like we did when we were little boy, get on top of the house and see could we get to the edge without falling off.
Well,
and you break your foolish neck.
Amen.
Is that all right?
Yeah.
Amen. Stand on your feet. That's the message today. Do we have anybody here today that wants to be free today? I want to be saved. I want to be free. I want Jesus.
Amen.
I don't want the devil. One thing about it, you may have come in here with the devil, but you can leave with Jesus.
Amen.
Is that all right? You may have come in here and the devil was in control, but when you leave, Jesus can be in control. Because he's all right. He's all right, church.
Amen.
Is that all right?
All right.
So I hope this message has helped somebody.
Yes, sir.
I hope it has. I hope it has enlightened somebody. But most important, two things I hope it has done for you, enlighten you and encourage you.
Amen.
And if you need to make needed correction to your life, be willing to do it so heaven will be your home, because we may be closer to heaven than we realize.
Amen.
We may be closer to death than we realize. You ever been sick enough to die?
Amen.
Have you?
Yes, sir.
One day you're going to get sick and you ain't going to get well. One day it's going to be the end. But it won't be bad if Jesus is your Savior.
Amen.
You got a lot at stake. Don't lose it. Don't let the devil disinherit you. Amen?
Amen.
And when you don't, if you need prayer this morning, we're here for you. If you need encouragement this morning, we're here for you. If you need forgiveness this morning, it's here for you. If you need salvation this morning, is here for you. Why don't you come on and get it?
Amen.
It's for you. You can have it right now. The devil's saying, now wait. He's a liar. He's a murderer. He's trying to trick you. Jesus died. What has the devil done for you?
Mm-hmm.
But Jesus died for you. The devil died for you? He'll kill you, but he won't die for you.
Right.
But Jesus died for you. Who are you going to listen to? Jesus or Satan? Soon and very soon, we are going
to see
the
king.
Hallelujah.
Soon and very soon,
we
are
going
to see the king.
Over yonder now, soon and very soon, we are
goal. Well, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. We're going
to see the King.
Everybody knows soon.
Yeah.
We are
going to see the King.
Everybody knows soon.
We
are going
to see the King
over yonder now, soon and very soon. We are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We're going.